Hello, hello. All right, so thanks for joining. Just a few thoughts on Tisha B'Av and just some recollections on Parshas Devarim for everybody to think about. The Chassam Sofer brings down that when it comes to mourning, we're really not allowed to go any further than a year. And the question is, especially when the Torah tells us, Halacha says, we're not allowed to extend the degree or the length of the mourning. So why is it that after all of these years, after 3,200 years, we're still lamenting the loss of the Beis HaMikdash? And so the Chassam Sofer brings down the answer is really with Yaakov Avinu, for example. Yaakov Avinu could not reconcile that his son Yosef was gone because the Pasuk says, Vayeshlechem me'em Chevron, Shluchem Mitzvahim Yizaken, that he sent them from the valleys of Chevron, Shechma, he sent them out to a place, you know, even though it's Makom Paranios, even though it's not a very safe location, the very fact that Yaakov escorted his son, he wasn't able to understand why he was gone. And he lost his nevuah all those years until he was reunited with Yosef. Batchi Ruch Yaakov Aviyam, right, as the Pasuk says. V'yaris HaGalus Asher Shalach Yosef, Batchi Ruch Yaakov Aviyam, and his spirit was restored. So up until that point, between the time that he sent him and between the time that he was reunited, you know, he was absent all of that simcha sachayim, that simcha that he was absent, missing Yosef. So here too, you know, it's something when we had the Beis Hamikdash that was standing, although we physically weren't able to be present, our neshama still yearned for that time to be, so to speak, reborn or reimagined so that we can hopefully, God willing, very soon in our day, witness the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. So when it comes to this particular topic, that this is also a performance appraisal season, this is a time that people make development plans, that what they would like to accomplish for the rest of the year, the Torah is no different. And I think that it's all apropos, or timing is everything. When it comes to looking back, receiving feedback, the way that we refer to it as tochacha, is musar, and nobody likes to receive musar. So I'd like to just share with you a few insights. There's a Gemara in Erechin Daf Tazayin where it talks about anava shlo lishma, that if you know that someone had done something incorrect, the Tosa says that if you don't correct the person, then you're a rasha gamar, a very strong language that Tosa uses. Anava shlo lishma, don't be humble, or don't act with humility when you see someone conducting something that's egregious conduct, and you know that there's a better way to do things, so you're required to go ahead and fix it. So the question is, how do you go ahead and fix something? How do you give mussar? What's the most effective way? So I'd like to make a chiddush tonight. The pasuk says, "Ochiach chacham, al tochiach leit pen yisanehu, ochiach chacham v'yahavehu." Don't rebuke a leit, someone who is not going to take you seriously, but if you rebuke a wise person, they'll love you for it. Again, if you rebuke somebody who's not going to listen to you, then they'll end up hating you. And then you'll have to contend with that person will not look at the other in a kind way, and in his heart, he won't be able to reconcile the fact that the person told him that he's done something wrong. He doesn't want to receive feedback. Frankly speaking, we never want to receive feedback. We never want to be told that we've done something wrong. We want to be told that, okay, listen, it's going to be all right. It's fine. It's all good. But nobody likes to be told that they've done something wrong. So how do you go about it? It has to be, my chiddush is on the pasuk, that it has to be done in a smart way. That you have to actually know your audience, as they say. KYC, know your customer. You have to know whether or not the individual is a late or he's a chacham. Is he somebody who doesn't want to improve, or is he somebody that does want to improve? If it's an employer-employee relationship, then the employer will demand that the employee improve. But if it's a friend to a friend, then it takes on a life of its own. So my Rebbe had a very nice way of giving mussar, and I think I may have shared this with you, and that he told all the boys that when he visited us at the table in YU in the cafeteria, that I know that after sitting with you yesterday, the halacha is that if you eat food that's roil achilas kelev, that's worthy of being fed to a dog, there's no requirement to say a bracha. But I had some food, and it was good, and I think everybody can agree, so next time make a bracha. Here we're seeing an example of where no one is singled out, and everyone is included, and it's also a good thing to get you to laugh at yourself. When you laugh at yourself, then you know that you're in a good position. When Jackie Mason, all of a sudden, would make jokes about Jewish people, that was acceptable. But if somebody outside of our spectrum were to make fun, like an Italian making fun of an Italian is okay. But once it crosses the line, then already it becomes a question or a big, maybe even an issue. So I think that when we are able to accept upon ourselves in a friendly way, and that's the reason why the Torah says, "El Kol Yisrael," that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Tochacha in Parshas Devarim, he said, "Bamidbar, Barava, Molsuf, Ben Paran, Ben Tofa, Velava, Mechateros, Udi Zahav." He did not explicitly mention what transpired in those locations, such as Jewish people saying, "Halo Ein Kvarim Ben Mitzrayim, Hamibli Ein Kvarim Ben Mitzrayim." Are there not enough graves in Mitzrayim? You took us at Lakachtanu, Lamus Bamidbar. You took us out of Mitzrayim so we can die here in the desert. Is that the way, you know, what is, so there's a lot of other things that happened over there, including the Avodah Zarah and other things. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention any of these things. Rashi tells us the reason why the decree brings down Mikvnei Kavod and Shal Yisrael, because of the honor of the Jewish people. I was thinking about this, Rashi, a lot over Shabbos, and I think that it's because it's El Kol Yisrael, to everyone. That means that the tzaddik and the person who is, right now he had an infraction, but they don't know each other. They're looking at each other square in the eye, but they can't tell that the other person had committed an egregious act, and that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us about all our shortcomings. Everyone was equal. Nobody pointed the finger at the other person, and in that regard, everyone was able to accept the Tochacha. Not that someone should say, "Had I only been there," as Rashi says, "I would have told Moshe that I was in the right." No, everyone was there, and everyone was quiet while Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. And the next example would be a short story where, you know, the bus driver is leaving Yerushalayim toward Tel Aviv, and everyone is sitting comfortably except for a pregnant woman who's standing in the middle of the aisle, to which he draws his attention and, you know, parks the bus at the side of the highway and invites the lady to drive and that he would stand in the middle of the aisle, at which point everyone got up and offered a seat because they all want to go home. But the messaging here is that nobody was embarrassed. There's 50 seats, and every one of these individuals should have been that one individual to stand up. And now everyone's standing up, so nobody feels that they've been embarrassed by somebody coming over and telling them that they have done something wrong. And we also learn that it's one thing to do something in a group setting because it doesn't make an individual feel uncomfortable. But the only time that it's possible to do some form of tochacha to an individual directly would probably be a father to a child or perhaps a sibling. Only if it's coming from sincerity. For example, Torah brings down that before Yaakov left to Padan Aram to find a girl for himself, Rachel and Leah, Yitzchak says that he says, "Come and let me give you a blessing." And then he sent him on his way. So if you want to be effective, it has to be coming from love. The Igeres Haramban brings down in other sources as well that if a person uses his or her chachma in order to embarrass somebody else that they don't know as much as he does or she does, then eventually that knowledge, that wisdom will be lost. And so therefore, it's imperative that when communicating to an individual, that it comes from a very good place where you really want the individual to improve and you know that that person can do it. And that's the reason why you're telling this person all of these things. So, and I'll just share with you a story about 20 years ago or so. I had to give a large presentation, and I was very nervous. And I asked my brother if he can help me out. And he came one night, and while I was speaking, he started opening and slamming the door, and he started making a lot of noise. And it was very difficult to concentrate and to continue the speech. But sure enough, 3 weeks later, when I did have to deliver the official speech, someone walked in late, the door slammed. And, you know, they had to get into the seat. And doing so, they spilled some coffee, and that created a whole ruckus in the back of the conference room. But I was prepared for this, and I kept on pushing forward because I really wanted to succeed at that speech. So if you are an individual that wants to improve, then you will attract people that can give you that level of guidance and feedback. But the most important thing is that you have to be receptive to it. If you're receptive to the feedback, you'll get plenty. But if you're not receptive to the feedback, it won't come, and that person won't be able to grow into more responsible roles. So that's really the integral speech when it comes to rebuke. There's a fine art to rebuke. It has to be done in a very delicate way. Because if it's not, then the person will have developed sinna towards you. And that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech was concerned about. But rather give it over to a wise person and he will love you for it. And l'chacha means that it has to be done with chachma. It has to be done with finesse. It has to be done with a certain level of sincerity together with love. And then it will be effective. So Moshe Rabbeinu was following his predecessors, Yaakov Avinu, and others that followed Moshe Rabbeinu, including Shmuel HaNavi, and of course David HaMelech. Before a tzaddik passes away, they always give over some form of musar. It's not to say that the people that are receiving it are, you know, have done something terribly wrong, but it's a masa of a sim labana. And this all, you know, we know that Yaakov, you know, Adibo Yaakov, Yaakov Yechush Leyama, Yaakov brought sickness into the world. And the big question in the Gemara is whether or not that was a good or a bad thing. Because think about the alternative. When a person would sneeze, Ruach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, that as his neshama will leave that individual's body with the expiration of the air. And that's the reason why we say, God bless you. God bless you with what? Gesund zu leben. You should have a long, healthy life. Because that was the outcome of someone sneezing. Now, thank God we don't have that. Yaakov Avinu allowed individuals the time and the place to give over their messaging to the next generation and the generations to follow. And the Nida of this is evidenced by Moshe Rabbeinu, because we all know that Sefer Devarim is the Mishnah Torah, and we're going to hear a lot more from Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to this form of interaction, this form of Musar. So I wanted to also wish everyone a week of Nechama and a week of comfort, and this is also triggering the Shiva Dinachanata, the 7 weeks of consolation, and it ushers in the Yom HaNarayim. So with that, I hope and pray that we should be able to welcome Mashiach Tekenu in Herav Yemenu, and that we should continue to be very, very sensitive toward others, a parent to a child, a sibling to another, in regard to giving rebuke. And we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu and from these stories, as they apply to each and every single one of us, the best means of communication. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best, and brachos and atlacha for a week filled with only the very best. Take care.